Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the mostly partisan and politically motivated January 6th Commission is taking to the public airwaves Thursday, a former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police officer, Michael Fanone, who was injured during January 6th, said on Sunday that he believes most Americans are indifferent. President Biden's administration is considering dropping tariffs on Chinese goods in an effort to combat high record inflation here in the United States. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo confirmed the potential move on Sunday, saying Biden has personally asked the team to look into the issue. Tropical Storm Alex, which became the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season Sunday, headed toward Bermuda after striking Cuba and causing flooding in parts of Florida. It was centered 245 miles west of Bermuda Sunday and is a quick one, heading to the north-northeast at 28 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a vote of no confidence from his own party Monday night that could force him from power. We'll pass that along when the vote takes place. Baby formula production has started back up in America.
Abbott Nutrition restarted production on its infant formula at its Michigan plant. This is all after meeting initial requirements set by the Food and Drug Administration. The company started production of Elicare and other specialty and metabolic formulas. Elicare products are expected to be released around June 20th. Abbott was allowed to resume production after agreeing to a consent decree with the FDA. Abbott closed its plants in February following FDA guidance after samples of a deadly bacteria was detected, causing a massive recall of its formula. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back in late 2020, a Japanese probe landed on an asteroid to gather samples. Scientists are releasing some of that data. More than 20 types of amino acids have been detected in samples from the asteroid. The acid discovery is a very important substance for living things and could hold clues to the understanding of the origins of life. Amino acids are substances that make proteins and are indispensable for life as we know it to exist. It was on this day in 1944, Allied forces invaded the northern French coast and put forces on the European continent to end Nazi fascism. Leader of the Allied forces, Dwight Eisenhower, tells his forces, "The eyes of the world are upon you."
The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man.
An estimated 40 to 50 million people died during World War II. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat. He is back with us, Jack Carr, in his new novel, In the Blood. It is another rip-roaring, page-turning thriller that, I'll tell you, you're going to have to set some time aside, because whether or not it's going to, it controls you. In fact, it talks to you when you put it down and you haven't completed it. It's that kind of storyline. Jack, you've done it again, buddy.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's wild. I'm seeing the reviews come in, and I think this is people's favorite yet, which is incredible at book five. So I could not be more honored and humbled by all the feedback. And this was a sniper-centric novel of violent resolutions. That's what I had in my head as I wrote it. And coming from my background in the SEAL teams as a sniper, I got to take a lot of those emotions and feelings and apply them to this fictional narrative. But also, the challenge was not to fall into the kind of the trope of the two snipers on opposite hills or in opposite buildings,
right,
looking for each other at the last second, seeing each other and shooting at the same time and the bullet going through the scope into the other guy's eye. I love that, but it's been done. So
yes, exactly.
A sniper centric novel without that. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, there it is. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of The Devil's Hand, which was the last book we talk about. And they just keep, surprisingly, in a way, I would think, Jack, that, you know, they just keep getting better. And, you know, you and I talked about this, a couple of years ago in Vegas when we were face to face. And it was just, you know, you just said, Bill, I mean, it just they just keep coming up. And it's amazing how your fan base, you know, continues to respond. And for them to say that, you know, book five is your best one yet, I mean, that's going to put a lot of pressure on six and seven, isn't it?
I guess that's always the way, especially if you're meeting the goal of improving every time. And that's, you know, that's what I owe the readers, people who have trusted me with their time. That's time they'll never get back. So whether they're reading the book or they're listening to it for 11, 12, 13 hours on the audio, or if they're following me on Instagram, or if they're reading a blog post, I put as much time, energy, and effort into every sentence on social media or in the book, because people are trusting me with this time, and I take that very, very seriously, because they're never going to get it back, and it means the world to me. So the goal every time is to move the genre forward, even if it's just by a degree, and then always to improve at my craft with each and every endeavor, each and every novel. So I just love every part of this process.
Yeah, this is awesome. Inside the jacket, you say, never dwell on the past, own it, learn from it, and make them pay. Sounds like a SEAL slogan.
It does. And what was interesting in this one is, even though it's sniper centric, and don't worry, enough. There's a lot of carnage in this one, that's for sure. But there was a theme of forgiveness that came up that I didn't really anticipate at the outset. It wasn't in my outline, wasn't in my original theme, the guiding principles for this novel. But this theme of forgiveness came up, and it came up in a conversation between James Reese, my protagonist, Navy SEAL sniper, and the matriarch of the Hastings family, Caroline Hastings. And it's just the favorite chapter I think I've ever written, and it's chapter 3, and that's on my website in a PDF. And it's just them talking. and this theme of forgiveness comes up. And I didn't anticipate that because I really get to know the characters when I start having them interact through dialogue. And this moves the characters forward, develop them, and then also move the plot forward in a way I didn't anticipate at the outset.
Well, and as you summarize, there's power in forgiveness.
That's right. Yeah. And it's, I think all of us at some point in our lives come to find that out, whether it's, you know, we take that on board early on because someone passes that lesson on to us, or we figure it out for ourselves. But there is certainly power in forgiveness. And I think this character has resonated. Initially, I think he resonated because of the feelings and emotions that I take from different experiences that I was involved with downrange, whether it's a sniper operation or an ambush I was involved in, and apply those to a fictional narrative. But I think he's also resonating because he's on a journey like all of us are, and he's evolving, he's learning, he's adapting, he's taking the lessons from successes and failures and applying them going forward as wisdom. So he's not just the same character that's picked up and dropped into the next novel and just solving a similar set of issues. No, he's evolving, and people that are reading the book recognize that, I think, because they're on a journey too, just like we all are.
Yeah, lay out the backstory, if you would, Jack, just a little bit for our audience to give them a little tease, because hey, we'll tease them into picking up a copy of your book and enjoying it, and you know, this way I will not be reading alone. Sure, I'm not.
The fifth in a series, and people at my book signings, the response has been amazing. At the book signings, people are getting all of them. People are finding the book here, realizing that it's book five, and buying the whole series. So I'm signing all five at these book signings. This, and each one has a different theme. That first one was really about revenge without constraint, and that's the one that's coming to Amazon Prime Video with Chris Pratt on July 1st, which is looking great. Just the trailer dropped the other day. People can go to my Instagram and check that out. The second one was really a journey of, I call it, violent redemption. And so he needed to learn how to live again in that book, need to find his purpose in life, find that mission. And then that next one, Savage Son, pays tribute to The Most Dangerous Game by Richard Connell, which is a short story I read in the sixth grade, and decided then and there that I would one day write a thriller that paid tribute to that short story. And that really explores the dark side of man through the dynamic of hunter and hunted. And then the last book, I went deep down the rabbit hole into bioweapons, bioweapons research, bioweapons defense, and that one's The Devil's Hand. And this one here, even though it's a sniper-centric novel of violent resolutions, I do juxtapose that with some new technology. And I knew nothing about quantum computing before I started this. I thought a quantum computer was just a very large computer. And that's not the case. So people can type that into their search bar and hit images. You can see what a quantum computer looks like. It looks like a work of art, actually, a tangled mess of blonde wires like Medusa suspended in a vacuum. It's quite remarkable. So this one really went into research in quantum computing, artificial intelligence, mass data storage, surveillance of U.S. citizens, things I had no touch points with in the military. So I did quite a bit of research into this one, just like I did into bioweapons in the last book, where I felt more like a journalist doing foundational research so that I could ask questions of people that had current touch points, in this case with the quantum computing and artificial intelligence side of the house. So to me, doing that research and then the feedback I'm getting from readers is that what they learn and what I learned about artificial intelligence and where we are as a country as far as mass data storage and collection is scarier than anything I wrote about in the last book as far as bioweapons.
Well, and as you and I talked about last time in Devil's Hand, I mean, the research that you did in bioweaponry, and here it is on the eve of COVID and all that happened in this country for the last 2.5 years. I mean, this had to be amazing for you to watch this, and you're going, wait a minute, I did all this research on it. It's in my book, and, you know, the parallels are just so uncanny. And I got to imagine, you know, for you, a bit rewarding, too.
Well, as I was writing that one, really part of the theme of that was, what has the enemy learned by watching us on the field of battle for the last 20 years of war? So that's where I started. And then, of course, COVID hit. And I think, well, I'm in the enemy's shoes doing this research, looking at us from their perspective. They're certainly taking something from our response to COVID. So that became a part of the plot. Then we have a summer of civil unrest as I'm writing this. Of course, the enemy's not just looking at these things with a passing interest and noting them. No, they are applying those lessons to future battle plans. Then we have a very contentious election cycle, political season. Once again, the enemy is taking note and applying things to their future battle plans. So all of that got wrapped up in the plot for The Devil's Hand, and that one became much more timely than I anticipated it would be at the outset.
Yeah, little did you know how prescient of a idea you had in Devil's Hand. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Jack after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with the New York Times number one best-selling author of Devil's Hand, Jack Carr, his new book, In the Blood. It is his latest page-turning thriller that will captivate you beyond words here. As we were summarizing Devil's Hand, as we look at In the Blood, it is, as you say, sniper-centric, but it's also AI-centric. I mean, you've evolved into this new technocracy that is part of military engagements today, is it not?
It is. is, and it's something I was fascinated to research because, once again, the things that I did on the battlefield were pretty basic, building up target packages on people, going out in the middle of the night, kicking in their door, grabbing them out of their bed, bringing them back to base for interrogation, and going and doing it again. Nothing really other than some technical surveillance type things, but nothing on the level of mass data storage and collection on U.S. citizens, and nothing as far as artificial intelligence, nothing with quantum computers. All these things that are evolving at such a fast rate that if you read something on them, then it's probably already dated. So all the reading that I did on it was foundational, so I could ask educated questions of people that were involved in that area. And when you talk to people like that, they're very cautious about what they'll tell you. So they might let a little thing slip here or there, give you a little nugget here or there, but not tell you the whole story. But if you talk to a lot of people, then you can start putting this puzzle together. And I would be shocked if what I describe in the book is not highly accurate, let's put it that way. And each and every one of the people that I talked to made the point of saying that they could tell me more, but it would put my book in the science fiction category. So that should tell us all something.
Well, exactly. Well, what we're learning, Jack, here is that human beings are being reduced to data points. And as one scientist said, that because it's data, because we're data points, we're hackable. I mean, you think about that there could be a quantum computer algorithm that would hack our own minds and our own behaviors to cause us to do something that in our own conscience and our own will would be suspended for the sake of artificial intelligence.
Well, things are becoming more and more like the Matrix each and every day.
It is, isn't it? It really is.
And, it sure is. And, of course, big tech companies have had this information for a while and have been able to influence our behaviors, but now we're starting to realize just how much they can influence our thoughts, and and not for the better in many cases, because the division really benefits people who want to get reelected and benefits the companies that get us to click on the things that they want us to click on. So I think at the beginning, maybe some of these tech companies were founded on the promise and the idea of bringing people together and connecting the world. And what they really have done is drive us all further apart and hasten, I hate to say it, but hasten a possible eventual demise.
Right. Yeah, we are disunified, and that's dangerous without a doubt. Jack Carr, I've noticed that a lot of TV stations, are realizing your genius and your insight, and they've called on you for your perspective as to what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. Update us while I've got you here, because I know the audience would be interested in your read on what's happening, because there's so many narratives here. You got the Russian narrative, you got Ukraine narrative, you've got the Biden narrative, and people just are not sure what to make of this.
Right. No, it's a tough one, but what we can do is what we owe future generations, and that's to go back and learn the lessons of history so we can apply those lessons going forward as wisdom. And we tend to think in terms of 4-year election cycles, 8-year election cycles for the real deep thinkers among us in this country. But we can go back to the end of World War II, certainly the end of the Cold War. And we can go and pick out points and make and look at what we did right, what we did wrong, and maybe what we did that made what's happening between Russia and Ukraine possible or even inevitable. And that what we need to do is then take those lessons and apply them going forward. We don't do that time and time again in this country. But if we look at population decline of ethnic Russians in Russia from the end of the Cold War up to today, we see that they wouldn't have been able to field an army after 2022 at the current levels. And we can also see that if things continue on their current decline, that they're about 2 generations away from not really being a population anymore at all. They're about 2 generations away from extinction. So if we look at it in those terms and we realize that most ethnic Russians outside of Russia are in Ukraine, well, you can predict this sort of thing and then take corrective measures so that we can prevent an actual state-on-state conflict like we see now. So our senior-level military leaders, our senior-level strategists and politicians, that's what they owe the American people. That's what they owe citizens. That's what they owe future generations. And we just think we have to do that time and time again. And I think they're just too preoccupied with getting reelected on the politician side and too preoccupied with getting that next star on the military side.
Yeah, there seem to be more concerned about pronouns than military strength. I mean, It just appears from my humble opinion, Jack, that they dropped the ball. I mean, the Russians were assembling on the border, and all this was pretty much easy for anybody to see at least 12 to 14 months in advance. And then, you know, here you are. You let them build up to such a level that they end up wreaking a lot more carnage than was than was necessary, than should have happened with some prudence and some military strategy.
Well, it certainly didn't take Nostradamus to predict this. And I write about it in my second novel, True Believer. Everything is building up towards a Russian invasion of Ukraine, which now presents a problem as I go and outline the second season for the terminalist True Believer with Chris Pratt for Amazon, because the Russians actually did invade Ukraine. So now I can't use that as a driving plot point in the story. So I have to get creative and figure out a way to work around that and still have a geopolitical type of an event that makes sense for the storyline. So the Russians made me have to get a little more creative with this second adaptation for Amazon.
Well, and or maybe you just switch to China, because you had Joe Biden making the announcement that an invasion of Taiwan, according to Joe Biden, would initiate an offensive by the United States to protect Taiwan, because we have a longstanding agreement there. And so, people have been really concerned, because meanwhile, we've sent over $40 billion of armaments and other military assets to Ukraine. I mean, do we just have a Costco warehouse, mega warehouse somewhere that we can just pull this stuff off the shelf?
Well, we certainly just print money as we see fit, apparently. But meanwhile, we do that, we have a forest border to our south. We have our chips and our phones and the chips that run essentially our national security establishment made in China. We have a lot of our pharmaceuticals and the precursors for those pharmaceuticals also made by China. The energy that runs our country and runs our defense establishment, our enemy controls that as well, because we're not enemy independent. And the same people who are responsible for the debacle withdrawal from Afghanistan last August, yep, they're still in power, and they still continue to fail upward after 20 years of proving that that they cannot get it right. It's not lost on the American citizen that we took 20 years to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. So I think if we focus a little more here on our own problems, then maybe we'll again hold people accountable that have proven that they are this might not be their sport. Well, maybe we could establish a little more trust in our elected representatives and our senior level military leaders, just perhaps.
As you said at the opening, Jack, how about the Constitution? You know, if we just followed the Constitution.
Yep, and what we have now is even that one thing that used to unify us as Americans, that First Amendment, regardless of what you thought of the Second Amendment, regardless of what you thought of other issues, that First Amendment used to bind us all together. We would stand up and say, I'm going to fight for your right to say something, even especially if I disagree with you. And now even that has been weaponized. And those who have been traditional guardians of that First Amendment, reporters, editors, magazines, newspapers, authors, lawyers, are now actively calling for censorship. It's quite remarkable, and it doesn't bode well for the future.
Jack, congratulations on the latest book and on the movie. And as James Reese continues to be brought to the big screen in a very exciting new sort of way here, we're excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's coming in hot on July 1st, and it's looking good.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the mostly partisan and politically motivated January 6th Commission is taking to the public airwaves Thursday, a former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police officer, Michael Fanone, who was injured during January 6th, said on Sunday that he believes most Americans are indifferent. President Biden's administration is considering dropping tariffs on Chinese goods in an effort to combat high record inflation here in the United States. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo confirmed the potential move on Sunday, saying Biden has personally asked the team to look into the issue. Tropical Storm Alex, which became the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season Sunday, headed toward Bermuda after striking Cuba and causing flooding in parts of Florida. It was centered 245 miles west of Bermuda Sunday and is a quick one, heading to the north-northeast at 28 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Liz Pink is with us right now, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how are we doing?
Pink, I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, doing terrific. Been looking forward to this conversation, especially as it relates to Jamie Dimon. I guess when Jamie Dimon speaks, the market listens, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it is not very helpful to confidence to have Jamie Dimon come out and use pretty exaggerated language, talking about how we're going to be in a hurricane. The economy is, you know, on the brink of, obviously, what he's talking about, pretty massive tumult. And yet, you know, I think we have to take him seriously. And, of course, that's what markets have been responding to, Bill, the fact that stocks are down 20 to 30% pretty much across the board. Reflects a lot of anxiety about what the Fed's going to do, how we're going to rein in inflation, are we going to throw the economy into a recession, et cetera. And the reality is nobody knows. I think what I worry about when I look at what he said, but also just look at the data coming in, I think we are seeing, number one, on the jobs front, yes, we had a good post today, 390,000 jobs, which is good. But you're seeing some signs of cooling in the job markets elsewhere. If you look at the four-week average of unemployment claims, for example, it has begun to trend up, certainly from a very, very low level, but it's a turnaround. You've heard a lot of tech companies, most recently Elon Musk, but lots of others talking about maybe stalling hiring, maybe laying off people here and there. A number of companies have announced layoffs in the tech sector. I think retailers are probably going to follow. A lot of retailers posted bad earnings in this last quarter, and they're talking about tightening up costs. Well, costs for retailers basically boil down to people. Even though we have a historically tight job market right now, I begin to see a little bit of shakiness around the edges. At the same time, the consumer savings rate, the personal savings rate, fell in April and probably again in May, to the lowest level since 2008, which indicates that, yes, spending remains pretty strong, but it remains pretty strong because people are dipping into their savings, and that's something that also
exactly
Jamie Dimon talked about, that, you know, consumers have, what, a month and a half or so to go, and then they're going to kind of be pretty much kind of in a little bit of a bind to keep up their spending patterns. So I think we all eyes have to be on the consumer. I think there are reasons to be a little concerned that with a little bit of shakiness in the job market, savings rate dropping like a stone, that the spending we've seen, which has been a real reaction to, please, Lord, let me out of my house, let me go travel because I haven't been anywhere in 2 years. You know, I think people are going to begin to say, okay, now I have to start being careful again.
Exactly. And it does, seem like a little bit of a roller coaster ride because of the psychological impact. Your point here, people who get depressed and they said, look, I got to do something to make myself feel a little bit better, right?
Yeah, and you know, that, for example, look at travel. I mean, airline tickets are up gigantically year over year.
Yes.
The cost of gasoline is through the roof, and yet people are getting in their cars, they're taking plane trips to go travel because they haven't been anywhere, and some people haven't seen family members for 2 years because they just haven't been able to do it because of COVID and everything. So there's a real pent-up demand, and that's going to carry us, you know, for the next quarter or so. But as the Fed tightens and if the consumer begins to pull in its horns a little bit, which I kind of think will happen, you know, I'm wondering, for example, what the holiday season is going to look like. We've had a couple of pretty big holiday spending surges, even with COVID and even with all the uncertainty, because to your point, everybody needed something to kind of keep them going.
Exactly.
Right? I wonder if this is going to be kind of a mediocre holiday season, which, you know, what are we all really concerned about? We're concerned. I'm concerned about stagflation. I'm concerned that growth really slows. And yet inflation, let's face it, driven largely by energy, isn't going anywhere. And yes, around the edges, it may have peaked. A lot of the economists that I follow say it has peaked. That's great. But if it stays at 6-7%, that doesn't help you out very much. It's still too bad, too much.
And the president is predicting that it's here to stay.
Yeah.
You know, that's not very encouraging, right?
Well, I don't think anything that has come out of this White House has been encouraging on the subject of inflation. Number one, denying it. Number two, coming up with every possible excuse that, you know, blaming everybody and everything other than your own policies. They refuse to acknowledge that at least half the economic universe thinks we spent too much money, and they want to fix that by spending more money. I mean, it's really a pretty astounding revelation. And I have to say, to have Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen,
I was going to say,
well, I was wrong. I mean, she didn't apologize. She said I was wrong. Okay, she's supposed to be the adult in the room. I mean, of all the cabinet members,
exactly. With all this experience and everything, she comes out with this. I mean, wow.
And by the way, I think she knew it was wrong. She knew the spending was wrong. And yet, you know, as main financial cheerleader for the White House, what do you do, really? I think what you do is you go to the president and say, look, you know, we've got a problem here. We need to address it sooner rather than later. But instead, she kind of parroted all the nice things about transitory and how Build Back Better was really the cure, et cetera. Shame on her. I mean, if she's the adult in the room, then there are no adults in the room.
Exactly. Well, that seems to be the case. I mean, look what's happening right now out of the White House. You're hearing all kinds of chaos coming out of there, right?
Yes, and I'm not, you know, who can be surprised, honestly?
Right.
This is a true B-level team at best. I have been sort of waiting to do a review of the cabinet, and I think the time has come. I mean, we've seen all these people not rise to the occasion, and if you kind of go through them one by one, it is a sorry tale. The idea, I can't really let go of this, that Pete Buttigieg is considered
a
presidential candidate when he has done absolutely zero to help our supply chain issue, et cetera. OMG, I can't get beyond that. Jennifer Granholm, you know, makes my head explode. From the moment she came out to talk to the American people about the withdrawal of this Strategic Petroleum Reserve and how many millions of barrels that was going to be, and someone said, well, how many million barrels do we use every day? And she didn't know?
I know.
Kidding?
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, these are the same people that thought that Michael Avenatti was going to be a keen Democrat presidential candidate, right?
You know, I mean, you have to just go back and say some of these things were just so stupid. And the fact that there's really no comeuppance for being stupid, there really should be a penalty paid at the end of the day. Michael Avenatti, I mean, I wrote about him a couple of times, and he, boy, did he not like that. But the idea that he was anything other than a sleazebag lawyer out for self-aggrandizement and self-enrichment, I mean, from, you know, he basically was at war with his partners many years ago. I mean, this is not new. This is
exactly.
not new news that he was a bad guy. And yet, the only thing he had going for him, Bill, and you know it and I know it, is that he hated Donald Trump. And that, and by the way, did you hear his plea to the judge? Just a couple of days ago about his sentencing, and he kind of said, well, you know, I just really felt it was important. I put everything on the line to oppose Trump or something like that. It was like that was going to sway the judge, and frankly, I'm surprised it didn't, but it didn't.
Well, it swayed CNN because they gave him plenty of airtime, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, all this silliness capped off by what the president had to say, in my humble opinion. Here he is at the Naval Academy. Did you hear this?
Yes. Saying that he got a commission at the Naval Academy. Yeah. Well, I mean, I wrote a piece about, you know, now it's interesting. It's acceptable to say that he lies all the time because he really does. And he makes things up to make people like him. And who can blame him with approval ratings as dismal as they are? But sometimes it is so offensive. I mean, yes, he told those young people graduating from the Naval Academy that he was one of them.
Yes.
He wasn't, because he wasn't good enough, probably. He told the Tree of Life Jewish leaders that he'd spent a lot of time at that synagogue before the shootings and how much he loved the synagogue. Total fabrication. The synagogue said they never set eyes on the man. I mean, who makes up stuff like that?
Joe Biden.
Well, Hillary Clinton. I remember.
And Hillary Clinton, that's right. Yes.
Shot at on the tarmac. Who can forget?
Funny you should say that. That's exactly where I was going. We've got more from Liz Peeks.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, continues with us. Liz, Bidenflation. I mean, now they're talking, before they were real hesitant to say, you know, the R word, much less inflation. You know, it's, boy, I tell you, like you said earlier, you know, I think we're all concerned that we're going to be screaming into a recession here. Maybe a lot sooner than expected.
Well, we just don't know. I think that's what's making people kind of crazy is the uncertainty is a killer. It's certainly a killer for businesses. Yesterday, the ADP number came out, the private sector employment payroll numbers, which showed a huge fall off in hiring, which, by the way, didn't show up today. So you never really know whether the ADP number is right or wrong. But What it showed, which I thought was very interesting, and I kind of wonder whether the government's data picked this up, is that small businesses were laying off tens of thousands of workers. Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, you know, all they're hearing is, oh my gosh, things may be getting worse. You know, you've got an uptick in COVID cases, which some places like New York take far too seriously, in my view. And costs are going up for these guys, and they can't afford to add more people, and in fact, some places they can't afford to keep their people. So I think that's a very worrisome trend. But again, it's the uncertainty. I have been struck for 6 months or more by how dismal consumer sentiment is, and it continues to be falling at to levels that you really don't see except in serious recessions. In other words, we've had recessions that are over in a blink of an eye, and they don't really mean very much, but recently, the consumer sentiment numbers are, you know, harking back to 2008-09 levels, and before that, even other periods of real economic distress. And I find that pretty interesting because, let's face it, anyone who wants a job can get a job. Mm-hmm. But I think when people go into the grocery store, I did it last night, mm-hmm. or they go to fill up their car, you're kind of struck anew by, holy crow, that's $4.99. Wasn't it just like $2,
exactly.
you know,
right.
a year ago or whatever? I mean, whatever your particular touch point is that you buy over and over again. Plus, I don't know about you, and this is really off the subject. When you open a box of cereal or some kind of other product that you bought, you look at it and it's like half empty. And it's
I know.
Like, wait a minute. What happened?
I thought it was just me. I thought maybe I just got a bad box or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is lighter, no doubt.
You are getting less for your money. And I think that really does worry people. And boy, I'll tell you who else is really worried is people heading into retirement because if you take what you imagine to be your cost of living, whatever that is, your rent and your kind of monthly allowance for food and everything else, and you begin to compound it at 5 or 6%, that number changes drastically 10 years out. Then you look at your IRA, your 401k, whatever, your pension plan, and in the case of the 401k and your IRA, you look at the destruction over the last 6 months, you're down, I don't know, 25, 30%, something like that. So the nest egg that you hoped to put yourself into retirement, you know, all of a sudden isn't quite what you thought it was, and your costs have gone up. So it's a real double whammy. I think there was a poll out recently saying 25% of people are postponing an early retirement or postponing retirement. I am sure that's true. I'm also sure that the labor participation number that we saw go up a little bit reflects exactly this, that people who maybe thought they would retire are coming back into the workforce. I wrote about this a few weeks ago. I think everyone's economic assumptions have been rattled because, you know, we had nothing but pretty good news for quite a long time, and now we're looking at some pretty bad news. So,
exactly.
You know, well, it's not great.
Well, you know, speaking of recession, during the Obama-Biden years, remember how they handled the recession. I mean, normally we'd be out of a recession, you know, maybe 12, 14 months, and only Obama-Biden could stretch it out to well over 24 months, if you recall.
Yeah, it was a very slow recovery, and I mean, I do remember writing at the time about how they kept just stomping on the green shoots. Remember the green shoots? You know, you begin to see some growth spurt, and then and then what happened? They'd come in with some big blanket of new regulation, which would hit one industry after another, obviously climate being a very big part of that equation, and they just stomped out growth. I mean, they really did. And this administration has exactly the same impulses, whether it's energy or power, agriculture, meat processing, you know, pick your industry. They're going after them. And guess what? That does not work. I mean, when they're talking about, well, we're going to even things like that sound good, like we're going to have Medicare negotiate prescription drug prices. Okay, that's great. What does that do for the drug industry? I mean, all of a sudden, you're looking at another industry that's going to be clobbered by sort of fiat from above. I don't know that that's important to people, but the truth is the combined energies of all that regulation and red tape, and also, by the way, higher taxes, because they continue to push for higher taxes, that is something that will keep us in that sort of 1 to 2.5% kind of growth rate that is what they consider normal. Biden wrote an op-ed in the Journal a couple of days ago about his plan to fight inflation, which is sort of ludicrous. But he managed expectations down, and it's exactly what Obama used to do. Remember, it's
exactly.
Like this is the best we can hope for, folks. So sorry. Well, you know, people aren't going to like that. Because Trump had a more positive message. These guys have a losing message on almost everything. It's too easy to sort of blast them, but it really is. It's true.
Well, it's beyond the message, Liz. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. I mean, even as Obama is leaving office, he's saying 1.8 GDP, that's about the best you could do.
Yeah.
Trump comes in, and they think he's nuts because he's talking 3 to 4%. But there was a plan to generate 3 to 4%. Barack Obama did not have, and Joe Biden included, and the Democrats did not have the capacity to consider what it would take to get to 3 to 4% GDP. Donald Trump did, and look what happened.
Yeah, it's unleashing the private sector in a marvelous way that they just don't anticipate, they can't contemplate, to your point. I totally agree. It's just sort of an amazing... It's an amazing failure of imagination, to tell you the truth, you know?
Well, how long have we been doing this? I mean, 245 years? We've experienced this time and time again. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we were talking earlier in the week about, you know, what's been happening in schools and how schools have been under attack. And I looked back, and, I mean, schools have been under attack since the 1700s. You know, and you go through the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, you know, each decade, how many times schools have been, and we're like in a circle here. You mean tell me we're that stupid we can't figure out how to protect our kids?
Yes, apparently we are that stupid. The trouble is it's human failings, right? I mean, the thing in Texas makes me so crazy I can't really think about it. Yeah. Because to have little children dying because cops are afraid to go in the door, that just makes me nuts. That's their job. and I'm sorry, I'm a great supporter of the police. In this instance, they failed spectacularly, and little children died as a result. There is no excuse for that. But to your point, what protections there were, like locked doors, for example, were basically undone by human error. I mean, that happens, unfortunately. You know, we could talk for hours about what to do about our schools, but I agree with you. It's not that hard to lock the doors, have alarms set. Remember, in the old days, I remember alarms went off when you opened the wrong door. What happened to that idea, right?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's very discouraging.
Yeah, without a doubt. But again, the experience that we've gone through, whether we're talking about, you know, safety with schools, whether we're talking about supply chain, I mean, why are we running out of product? Why is it that we've got baby formula stacked up like Costco stores, as one senator put it, at the border, but yet you go here in the United States for our citizens and they're seeing, you know, empty shelves? This is totally nuts.
It's massive bureaucratic failure, and unfortunately, there's so little accountability, Bill. I mean, we could, honestly, I think, you know, Trump's whole thing about draining the swamp and everything, the problem is the swamp is so deep, it would be impossible to even know where to start. I mean, honestly. So in the FDA's case, for example, obviously there are about 10 people who should be fired, right? But they're not going to be fired because, number one, you've got unions that control government employee hiring and firing, not at the top levels, but up to the top levels. So those people never get fired. I mean, that is literally true. And if you go back and look at some of the instances where we actually did fire people, like I think it was the Veterans Administration, it took an act of Congress to actually fire people who had been lying about the treatment of veterans. Why? Because there are these ironclad rules about how protected government employees are. That's a bad thing. Where do you start getting rid of stuff like that? You'd have to start at the very granular level. You'd have to have someone, a common sense person, be president for like 100 years to actually get through all the layers of stupidity that we have. And, you know, if anyone really spent a year or two, for example, following the money in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, I want to tell you, I think you'd kill yourself. Because where it's going, no one's following it. No one's paying attention to it. It's all going to little community activist groups, people who are favorably impacted by the by the politics of it. It has nothing to do with the productivity of that money for the American taxpayer.
It's so, the same model. Yeah, it's the same model that Bob Woodson talked about when I asked him about the war on poverty, something like $25-30 trillion since 1964. I said, Bob, where did the money go? He goes, Billy, you got to understand, 70% of that goes to black bureaucrats.
Yeah, well, it goes to bureaucrats, period, and unfortunately they use it however they want, and it's pretty discouraging.
It doesn't
help most of us.
Not for the purpose that it was designed for, that everybody went in for to support. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, the one and only Liz Peek. Liz, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Have
a great weekend.
Take care.
You got it.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give?